Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day in the very, very center of the nomination struggle for the Republican Party. There's a great likelihood that the nominee for president for the third time in a row will be a guy named Donald Trump. But is that a completely done deal? Well, not so fast. Says David Drucker of the Dispatch. He is a veteran correspondent, columnist, commentator, the author of the book In Trump's Shadow, which is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. And his most recent columns in the Dispatch also are linked at our website at michaelmedved.com. He talks about the future of Nikki Haley, who we just spent time campaigning with, not for her, but covering the campaign, in South Carolina. Were you at all surprised by the outcome of the primary in South Carolina, David Drucker, or did it go particularly, especially the way you thought that it would?
No, I don't think there's any surprise there. Look, she lost by 20 points, and given the expectations, that wasn't so bad, but it was still a pummeling by Donald Trump. But they were able to call this race within minutes of the polls closing. I think Nikki Haley may have won three counties. She incidentally, Michael, won the Charleston area first congressional district, which is Nancy Mace's congressional district. So that was kind of, as a side note, kind of interesting. But look, Nikki Haley, it's a very generous introduction from you, but Nikki Haley really has an uphill climb. I mean, the odds of her winning the nomination are extremely low. I think what's more interesting about her campaign, aside from the fact that she's continued to campaign when most people in her position would have dropped out, is how voters that support her are responding to it. She still is raising money at a pretty healthy clip, as far as we can tell. And, look, I talked to voters in South Carolina last week. Some of them still have hope that she can pull off a miracle. But others said that they understood that her odds were long, but that they didn't care. They wanted her to keep fighting. That the message she is carrying, which really represents a pre-Trump, Reagan-era Republican Party, is something that they wish still existed, still want. And they're glad somebody is fighting for it and representing their version of what the party should be. And that's why she keeps getting crowds. I don't think people are walking in. They can look at a poll as well as you and I can. And, little by little, the more we report about the delegate count and how this thing's likely to go on Super Tuesday, they're aware of what's probably going to happen. And yet they want her to stick with it because they don't like the alternative. And it's not a matter of the old days when, well, I've got my favorite candidate and you said mean things about him or her or whatever. It's more like, I don't like that version of the party. It feels like a different party to me. So I'm so glad you're sticking up for our faction, and stick with it as long as you can, because it makes me feel like there's hope for the future.
Well, apparently in the exit polling, and she did get 40%, and of that 40%, more than a fifth, close to a fourth, so close to 10% of all the people who voted, said they do not intend to vote for Trump, even if in November, even if he is the nominee. And when you put that together with some of the exit polling from that we have from South Carolina, and some of the entrance polling they have from Iowa and from New Hampshire, it shows that a very substantial number of the people who even voted for Trump have said that if he is convicted of any of the felonies that he's facing trial on with four different cases, that if he's convicted of anything, they also don't think he's fit to be president. So is it possible that basically there is an assumption that she's sort of a fail-safe, that she's hanging around to see how these legal issues go and whether Trump really is non-viable?
Well, I think that's part of why she's hanging around. I think that's certainly something that some Republican voters, they look at what she's doing and look at her that way. I would caution that we always get reports with divisive presidential primaries that we see numbers that suggest that the front runner is going to have trouble because some set of voters in his or her party won't vote for them. And there are all these hypotheticals that are pulled: if this, then that, therefore this candidate won't get support. I think it's way too early to hang our hat on that. I think it shows us potential vulnerabilities. Let's see where voters are 3, 4, 5 months from now. If in fact it's Trump and Biden plus a host of third party candidates, and what are you going to do? But I would say that given how polarizing Donald Trump is, when we're just talking about his issues, right? We could talk about Biden for hours. He's got lots of vulnerabilities on his side with his coalition. But if we're just looking at Trump, sure, there are all sorts of red flags. It's one of the reasons why he doesn't do as well in polling versus Joe Biden as Nikki Haley does. He's not doing too badly, which has hurt her ability to make an electability case against him. But there are Republican voters, regular Republican voters, and that's a lot of who I talked to last week, who, Donald Trump is no longer a curiosity or an outsider. He's an entrenched politician, and they don't like him. And some of them said, I'll vote for him anyway. But others said, I just can't anymore. And I said, well, then what are you going to do? And they would say, well, I can't vote for Biden. I said, then what? They're like, I don't know. I have no idea what I'm going to do. It's a horrible dilemma. And I might just leave the whole thing blank and vote for Congress and, vote for Senate and all of that stuff.
What about the idea that it clearly, what it shows in the exit polling from South Carolina is that a majority of people in South Carolina believe that Trump won the election of 2020?
But that doesn't surprise me at all.
That's people voting in the Republican primary. When it comes to voters in America at large, more than two-thirds of the people in the country at large believe that Joe Biden is the president and he's legitimate, right? So,
well, he does. But by the way, what I found interesting, Michael, is that the percentage of people who voted in that primary that believed Donald Trump won in 2020 was larger than the percentage that Haley got or that Trump got in that. In other words, Haley clearly got votes from people who thought Biden didn't win that election. Right? So this is just pervasive in the Republican Party, and it's one of the reasons why when you make the argument that Trump can't win and look at all of the things that have gone wrong under his leadership politically, losing the House, losing the Senate, losing the White House, it never sticks to him with Republican primary voters writ large, because they just don't think anything's his fault or that he did anything wrong or that he lost. So they don't have to consider, I remember after the Reagan and Bush years, right? You remember this. And the Democratic Party went through a soul searching, and Bill Clinton emerged as a sort of third way new Democrat, because they all got together and said, we got to win back the White House. It's been 12 years. We have to do something differently. We've been losing. And you tell Republican voters, what are you going to do? You've been losing. And they say, what do you mean we've been losing? We haven't lost anything.
David Drucker, his columns posted at our website, michaelmedved.com. He also writes in the book, In Trump's Shadow. You can also find out about that at michaelmedved.com. When we come back, what really happened at CPAC and who won the straw poll for vice president? We'll get to that and more coming up.
Here's a special discount, 50% off just for being a MedHead annual member. Join today at michaelmedved.com.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, they did take a straw poll as to who should be the nominee for vice president. That was at CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Caucus, with a gathering in National Harbor, Maryland, and it turns out that Governor Kristi Noem of South Dakota and the entrepreneur, as they describe him, Vivek Ramaswamy, tied for the top choice to be former President Donald J. Trump's running mate. in a straw poll that took place on Saturday at the prominent gathering of conservative activists. And obviously Christine Noem, who has been a member of the U.S. Congress, she served three terms as the sole congressman from the state of South Dakota. She is in the middle of her second term as governor of South Dakota. She, I think, would be a very credible and effective candidate. She's great on TV. She speaks well. She has some criticisms from her constituents back home, but she'd be a strong running mate, seems to me. Vivek Ramaswamy, who has never run, has never won any elective office at all, was something of a disaster as a candidate for president. You remember how obnoxious he was at the debates. The idea that he finished tied for first in this vice presidential straw poll is just remarkable. They point out that this was the straw poll at the Conservative Political Action Conference was the first time in years that a question about who a Republican should pick for vice president had overshadowed the presidential in the survey of attendees. That was partly because Mr. Trump won the presidential poll as expected in a landslide over Nikki Haley. How much was that landslide? President Trump won 94% of the vote. Nikki Haley got 5% of the vote. So that's a landslide. The last time Mr. Trump was not the top choice for the White House among CPAC attendees was in 2016 when Senator Ted Cruz of Texas finished first. The other names that appeared on this vice presidential list, several Republicans viewed as contenders to be Mr. Trump's running mate, gave speeches at the event. They included Representative Byron Donalds of Florida on Thursday, Ms. Noem, Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio, and Representative Elise Stefanik of New York on Friday, and Carrie Lake, the Arizona Senate candidate, on Saturday. Mr. Ramaswamy spoke on both Friday and Saturday. Well, that's natural. He was fairly aggressive in those debates, too, right? Ms. Noem and Mr. Ramaswamy each gathered 15% of the vote in the straw poll. Former Representative Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii, who ran for president as a Democrat in 2020, but has since left the party to become an independent, was third with 9%, followed by Ms. Stefanik and Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, each with 8%. One of the advantages of Tim Scott is that he has shown himself, I mean, obviously completely loyal to President Trump. It's been almost embarrassing, but part of what has happened is that they were doing a campaign event together, and it's on tape, and it's very visible, where President Trump brought up that Tim Scott had been appointed to the U.S. Senate. He was a member of the House of Representatives. He'd been appointed to the U.S. Senate by Governor Nikki Haley. And he said, boy, she appointed you for Senate, and now you're endorsing me. He says, you must really hate her. And Tim Scott was standing right there. And he came forward to the microphone, and he said, no, I don't hate her. I just really love you. And violins played in the background and little chirping birds. Yes, here is the actual exchange. Listen.
Two great senators, which is hard. I mean, did you ever think that she actually appointed you, Tim? And think of it, appointed, and you're the senator of his state, and she endorsed me. You must really hate her. No, it's a shame. It's a shame. Uh-oh.
I just love you.
No, that's why he's a great politician.
And there is a, I have new on Substack, a lesson from Pence, why Tim Scott makes sense as Trump's running mate. And the reason I say a lesson from Pence is Pence, in his acceptance speech when he was nominated for vice president, he said, look, President Trump, or at that time it was Mr. Trump, he was not elected president yet. He said, my running mate is noted for his charisma. He has lots of charisma, his colorful personality. He is a very, very big presence wherever he goes. And I guess he named me to get some balance on the ticket, which was self-deprecating. But it was also true, because there's always an edge to anger. Of anger to President Trump and whenever he's running. And Mike Pence does not appear to be angry about anything. He's genial, self-deprecating, and they got along fine until there was a question of Pence, as he puts it, loving the Constitution and being more loyal to the Constitution than he was to President Trump. But in any event, of the candidates for vice president, the possibilities who are most like Mike Pence, genial and self-deprecating and positive and calm, then Tim Scott comes the closest. He also has that great story of going from slavery to the Senate in just three generations. And he has a great way of standing out against those people who believe that America is incurably racist and a guilty, horrible place. He says, look at the story of my family. Oh, and there's one other thing about Tim Scott that could help him. It's a very personal thing. What is it? Let me get to that in just a moment. Here on the Medved Show, why Tim Scott, among many other things, makes sense as Trump's running mate. We'll be right back.
Easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Authorities report that the individual accused in the killing of a University of Georgia student is an illegal immigrant with a prior criminal record. Jose Abaro was apprehended in connection with the homicide of 22-year-old Lakin Riley. The remains were discovered last week in a wooded area near the university. President Biden is scheduled to visit the U.S.-Mexico border on Thursday. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the president intends to encourage Republicans to reconsider the border deal brokered by a bipartisan group of senators.
Stop. playing politics, and to provide the funding needed for additional U.S. Border Patrol agents, more asylum officers, fentanyl detection technology, and more.
House GOP members do not believe the bill goes far enough. The Federal Trade Commission has filed a lawsuit seeking to stop the merger between grocery giants Kroger and Albertsons. The FTC says the proposed merger could lead to increased consumer prices. John Schaefer, USA News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN Team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved show, speaking for a moment about the straw poll for vice president. Now, the straw poll doesn't mean anything. Sometimes there are presidents who have taken it seriously, but I don't think there's ever been a situation where they've had a straw poll for vice president where that has been the choice. We've had a number of choices that have sort of come out of nowhere. Nobody expected, you didn't hear people predicting in advance that Mike Pence would be the choice for Donald Trump, and partially because in so many ways they were opposites. Mike Pence being genial and soft-spoken and making fun of the fact that he was not a candidate with big charisma, the bull in the china shop type who's going to break things up. He's someone who had been a very well-respected member of Congress and had been a successful governor and was known for bringing people along through persuasion, not by assaulting them. And Tim Scott has the same advantages as Mike Pence, and part of it is that both Pence and Scott are very outspoken Christians. And, I mean, I hate to say it, but I think that the idea that they are very serious about their faith and very much trying to practice their faith is quite obvious for Mike Pence, quite obvious for Senator Tim Scott. Not quite as obvious for Donald Trump, I hate to say it, but a lot of people say that the match between the religious conservatives in this country and Donald Trump, who, of course, had his biggest business reversals ever running casinos, the idea of people who are trying to get folks to do Bible study Tim Scott met his fiancée, and that was the other factor that I think makes Tim Scott a desirable running mate, is he's 58 years old. He's a bachelor. He's never been engaged or married. His wife has three children from a previous marriage, his soon-to-be wife. But he just got engaged at the very end of his presidential campaign with a woman named Mindy Noche, who's an interior decorator from the Charleston area. And she says she met him in church. And when they met in church the first time, he said he invited her to do Bible study with him. And she accepted, and now they're engaged. I don't know if they have a date for the wedding, but they look lovely together. And when Tim Scott finished the fourth debate, which was the last one in which he participated before he dropped out of the race and endorsed Trump, Tim Scott brought up Mindy, his fiance, and introduced her to the country. And that was a very positive thing. I think that with all of that going on, and the theme of the Trump campaign has been largely retribution, getting even, going after people, and talking about how America is such, in such terrible decline. Tim Scott balances that by a very different view about how wonderful America is, how it is a land of opportunity, that any land, any nation that can have the Tim Scott story, the story of his family, and the story of how well he and his brother have done in this family and in this country. It's a very welcome balance. And anyway, I just do think it's such a logical choice. And plus, President Trump seems to like Tim Scott, and particularly like Tim Scott's very active role in helping to win the primary against Nikki Haley in South Carolina. Now, all of this takes us back to CPAC. And there was a fascinating comment from David Axelrod, former campaign manager for Barack Obama, who had advice for the Biden campaign regarding CPAC. Listen, this is clip 8.
If I were the Biden campaign, I would pay to have every American see the CPAC convention, because the thing that has been thwarting Republicans in the midterms and since has been this impression of the Republican Party as an extreme party. Yesterday you had someone stand up at the CPAC convention as speaker and basically talk about we almost toppled democracy on January 6th. We're going to do it now with this. And he held up a cross basically advocating for theocracy. This is not the image that the Republican Party wants.
Okay, and the other image that the Republican Party doesn't want is the image of the big lie, of the idea that the election was a fraud, that Biden isn't a legitimate president. It's true, there are a majority of Republicans who believe that, but they are very separate from the non-Republicans, virtually none of whom believe that. In other words, if you get two-thirds of the Republicans, who are about one-third of the country, and then the other independents and Democrats actually think that Joe Biden is the legitimate president of the United States, even if you think he's done a terrible job, then that is a division between you and the rest of the country. And having people chant at the CPAC, as you heard from Steve Bannon, Trump won, Trump won, Trump won, it's not a good move. It's also, it seems to me, not a good move when Carrie Lake, now she didn't say this at CPAC, but during the time of CPAC on Fox News, she talked about Biden having created the border crisis intentionally. Listen, this is clip 23.
So this is affecting us. Not only that, we look at what's happening with our hospitals where they're overrun with people here illegally, not paying the bill. The hospital in Yuma is at risk of going under because of that. They've got $20 million in unpaid bills. And if we lose a hospital in a town like Yuma, that's an important hospital. There's not a secondary and a backup option if we lose these hospitals because they can no longer do business. So it's affecting us greatly. The fentanyl pouring across, our children getting access to that or dying because of it. It's got to stop. Joe Biden could stop it first thing tomorrow morning if he really wanted to, but he doesn't. This is by design. I think he created this problem intentionally.
Okay, why would Joe Biden create this problem intentionally? I mean, seriously, do you think that Joe Biden wants people to be angry at him? That he wants people to be disappointed in his leadership? I mean, doesn't that seem a bit much? It's the same sort of thing that Marco Rubio basically ended his campaign based upon that. They had a debate in New Hampshire where he said that he thought that Barack Obama was damaging the country, trying to ruin the country intentionally. Making that kind of accusation against your opponent, especially when the opponent is the President of the United States. The last night they had a banquet at the White House for the National Governors Association. And all the GOP governors, there was a GOP governor who's in chair of the National Governors Association, Spencer Cox of Utah. And he said, Mr. President, he said to Joe Biden, I want you to know that our family prays for you and your family every night. We pray that you will be successful, because if you are successful, that means that the United States of America is successful. And tonight, we are always Americans first, so thank you. Isn't that a better way to look at the other side? We will be right back looking at the other side on The Medved Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft, Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
The Michael Medved Show, we were talking earlier about Tim Scott as a potential running mate for Donald Trump. And a lot of people have a simplistic view of this. It's that, Trump is going to be making a big pitch for the black vote. He already is showing that he's getting many, many, many more black votes than he did the last time. Last time he ran for president, he got 8%. Of the African-American vote. This time he's already getting 22%, and he could do even better. The point about this is I don't think it's that simple. I think that the taking away from the Republican Party that idea that the Republican Party is only middle-aged white guys playing golf, getting rid of that stereotype is certainly useful for the party. But when Trump tells black conservatives that he thinks that black conservatives like him because of the criminal charges against him, is that really a useful or valid or appropriate way of looking at racial politics in the country? Here is the clip 10 from former President Trump.
Black conservatives understand better than most that some of the greatest evils in our nation's history have come from corrupt systems that try to target and subjugate others, to deny them their freedom and to deny them their rights. You understand that. I think that's why the black people are so much on my side now, because they see what's happening to me happens to them. These lights are so bright in my eyes that I can't see too many people out there. But I can only see the black ones. I can't see any white ones, you see. That's how far I've come.
Okay, that was similar to his comment. Or I think it was maybe not Trump's personal comment. It may have been someone from the campaign, that because he was putting out those gold-plated sneakers, that was going to be a secret key to the black vote. I mean, really? Really? That, and by the way, this is also similar to comparing himself to Alexei Navalny. That he is being persecuted. The Trump motto, and it was a motto that I've used for years and years and years on this show, is that, part of what being an American means is I am not a victim. When you are a citizen of the United States, when you uphold American values, you recognize that you basically are the master of your fate, the captain of your soul. You're in charge of your own destiny. And the idea of Trump emphasizing his victimhood status and claiming that he is like Navalny, who they're trying to put him in jail forever, and that he is somehow represented the same kind of suffering and the same kind of victimization by a corrupt system as black people who are subject to one of the greatest evils in all of human history, which was slavery. In any event, Nikki Haley was very direct with a persistent Bret Baier on Fox News about the possibility of her running with Donald Trump, which most people have stopped talking about even, but they certainly will now. Clip six.
He would be your running mate if you so chose that. Would you?
I'm a Republican. I'm running as a Republican. I'm running trying to wake people up that if they nominate Donald Trump in this primary, we will lose a general election. Mark my words.
Okay, that's pretty clear. And she was also said something about Trump, who had made fun of the fact that her husband was away on deployment. He's with the National Guard. He is doing his military service. But she said this in Monk's Corner, South Carolina, on Friday, clip four.
Donald Trump's never been near a uniform. We all know veterans. We all know people who've lost their lives in service. It's personal for us. He's never been near a uniform. He's never had to sleep on the ground. The closest he's ever come to harm's way is if a golf ball happens to hit him on a golf course.
And then again, when it comes to potential running mates, somebody who clearly wants to be Trump's running mate or as a member of his cabinet, Marjorie Taylor Greene just said she would certainly be honored to be a vice presidential nominee, but she really wants to be Secretary of Homeland Security. But Trump then spoke in Rock Hill, South Carolina, about how much he admires Marjorie Taylor Greene. Clip five.
Now, a really shy person, a person that, I mean, honestly, she's a good person. She's been with me for so long. She's been with me in good times, in bad times. If times are bad, she'll call me up and say, "Don't worry about it, sir. You're doing great." And if times are good, she'll call me up twice. But she's a fantastic person. She's a very smart person and very respected in Congress. A lot of people don't know how respected she is. Marjorie Taylor Greene. Marjorie Taylor Greene. That's pretty good, huh? That's good. Great person.
It's very nice. I'm sure that made Marjorie Taylor Greene feel just great. As did Gavin Newsom make President Biden feel just great when he spoke, the governor of California, about Biden's record as president. Clip 13.
76% of voters say they have real concerns about President Biden's ability to serve a second term. Do you think it's responsible for Democrats to put him at the top of the ticket given those concerns?
Responsible. I revere his record. I mean, what he's done in 3 years has been a masterclass, close to 15 million jobs. That's eight times more than the last three Republican presidents combined. The economy is booming. Inflation is cooling. It's 0.6% more than it was in the summer of 2020 at just 3.1%. Wait a second. We have American manufacturing coming back home all because of Biden's wisdom, because of his temperance, his capacity to lead in a bipartisan manner, which is an underrepresented point. And so I have great confidence moving forward. So the answer is absolutely all in terms of the next 4 years with Joe Biden.
Bipartisan manner? Really? There was bipartisan unanimity on something, which was a movie that came out back in November of last year. And the movie generally heralded as the worst movie so far, except for maybe Madam Web, which is newer, but from the Marvel comic universe. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
In 2019, the Marvel Comic Universe welcomed a female superhero, Captain Marvel, played by Brie Larson, and now she's back, teamed with two other pals in The Marvels, now playing in theaters.
We destroyed Thanos, but it's not over.
My work is inevitable.
There will always be more to finish it.
I'm asking for one last fight.
That's Samuel L. Jackson as Nick Fury, and there's more than one fight in the course of this complicated and meandering movie. People who never saw the first film, and that's most of humanity, will feel lost and bewildered, though Iman Vellani does a decent job as a New Jersey teenager with magical powers and a mystical bracelet. It's rated PG-13 for mostly tiresome slam-bang battles. 2 stars for The Marvels. No, not a Marvel, only occasionally adequate. And very occasionally adequate, not worth the investment of time. We'll be focusing on some of the Oscar movies that people haven't seen. There are a bunch of Oscar movies that actually I think many people would thoroughly enjoy, but that came out too late in the year. Some of them very small films, but movies like Past Lives or Anatomy of a Fall or American Fiction. These are all Oscar contenders and real Oscar contenders with nominations. Meanwhile, speaking of with nominations, we have Governor Chris Sununu, the 4 times elected governor of New Hampshire. He's retiring from the governorship, but not from politics. He's still working for Nikki Haley. What about her future? And what about Nikki Haley and the rumors about no labels? We'll talk with Governor Sununu next time on the show. We'll also be speaking with Professor John Yu about the laws of war and the war in Gaza. Are they somehow contradictory? That and more next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.